Good morning. Everybody awake? No. Welcome to building highly effective dashboards using System Center Operations Manager. I'm Charlie Satterfield. I'm a program manager on the Ops Manager team. And today, we're going to discuss a few things. We're going to talk about why dashboards are important to your job. How do you build your own dashboard? Some examples of dashboards that we've created as Microsoft Management Packs. And then I also have a partner joining me on stage today to talk a little bit about how they're extending Ops Manager capabilities with some enhanced dashboards. And then finally, we'll have open mics for some Q&A. First of all, why are dashboards important? Well, the systems that you're monitoring are complex. They span across devices, infrastructure, and the applications that are important to your business. And as admins, you're not responsible for just one component. You're usually responsible for many different components. And lastly, navigating folders to determine the health of specific technologies, devices, or applications just isn't efficient when you want a quick view of the health of your system and any alerts that may be present. For example, these are just samples of screenshots that I took from CPS. How many folks went to VJ's session on CPS? Only a few. How many have stopped down to the booth and talked? A few more. Well, with CPS, we have a large list of technologies that are used to actually manage that system and ensure that it's up and running. If I were to browse through all these different folders, it would take me quite a while to understand whether or not that system was healthy. So using dashboards, I'm actually able to create custom views to understand the health of the system in a way that's unique and important to me. So how do you build a dashboard? Well, we've made some resources available to you. We now have a community that is focused specifically on dashboards. If you go out to aka.ms/scom-dashboards, we have a large list of resources available to you that's provisioned by both Microsoft employees as well as partners. Once you look at that, you understand how folks are using dashboards. And then you understand what's important to you as far as the systems and technologies that you want to monitor. You can browse the list, and you may find examples of how folks are doing it that would improve your system. We launched in the spring with UR2 for 2012 a new set of dashboard widgets. With the original 2012 dashboard feature, we had several widget types that were available. We've extended this with UR2 for 2012 R2, as well as UR6 for 2012. Let's walk through a sampling of some of those widgets, and then we'll walk through how we're using them in several dashboards. First of all, the topology widget. Topology widget gives you the ability to map health on top of a spatial image. By default, we have a map of the globe. You're able to pin the state of objects across that default image, but you can also upload custom images. You may have a rack that you want to pin health to. You may have a custom topology that you upload, and then you can have health pinned to that widget. Next, the Object Health widget. The Object Health widget is a flat list that represents the Health Explorer. Typically, when you're looking at a state view, you've got to change context to actually open up that Health Explorer and understand the state of monitors for that particular object. Now you can actually have a widget in line within your dashboard that displays unhealthy monitors, and then you can undo the filter to show the health of all monitors. We have a contextual health widget. This is similar to the health widget. However, now it's driven by your selections elsewhere on the dashboard. Select an object in any other widget on the dashboard, and you'll see anything that's unhealthy from a monitor standpoint. And again, you can unfilter that to view the monitors across both healthy and unhealthy. We also have, in these new widget types, we have a contextual alert widget. The contextual alert widget, again, is driven by your selection elsewhere on the dashboard. Select an object in any other widget, and you'll see the alerts that are associated with that object. You can customize what is displayed here from a state perspective, as well as a severity perspective. So let's take a quick look at how you can go ahead and leverage the topology widget. All right. So prior to this session, I went ahead and pre-created a dashboard here called the CPS System Rack and Alerts View. You may recognize the image there. There have been a lot of photos taken of that rack as people walk by. I grabbed a screenshot of that, and I've actually pinned the health that represents the entire rack on this widget type. You can see here, I can distinguish between healthy components and unhealthy components. And then I'm able to actually, when I select, I've used a contextual alert widget on the right side, and I'm able to see the alerts that are associated with those different objects. To give you some example of how you go ahead and configure, it's fairly simple. You provide a name for that widget. You select objects that you want to pin on that widget. And then lastly, you select your image. I've used a custom image, which you can upload, but you can use the standard world map image as well. One thing to keep in mind, the size of the objects on that widget are determined by the resolution of the image. When I first uploaded the image, it was a very high resolution. You could barely see some of those state objects. So keep that in mind when you're using custom images. You may need to reduce the size of the image. On the active alerts, the contextual alert widget, this again is simple to configure, and it's similar to how you configure a normal alert widget as far as the criteria that drives it, with the exception that you're not targeting a specific object. It's driven, again, by your selection on this dashboard. The SLA tile widget. How many folks here leverage SLAs in their SCOM environment? A few folks. All right. So with the SLA tile widget, we've given you the ability to add multiple SLAs into this widget. And then it cycles through. One, it shows you the state of that SLA, whether you're passing or you're failing. Secondly, it actually cycles through all the available SLOs for that SLA. We also have a state tiles widget. The state tiles widget is similar to the SLA tile widget, in that it displays the state of the object, but it also gives you more information about the object. It gives you the number of alerts associated with it, whether it's trending up or down with the alert count, and it'll also, based on your criteria, show you how many new alerts are present. We also have a widget called the Object Detail Tile widget. The Object Detail Tile widget allows you to select an object, provides the state of the object, any perf counters associated with the object that you've selected, and also any SLAs that are associated with that object. Let's quickly take a look at the SLA widget. So with this widget, you can see the SLA tile widget here. I'm cycling through. I have two SLLs that I've created for each one of these SLAs, and it's cycling through the percentage for each of those SLOs and showing me whether it's passing or failing all up for that SLA. The widget that's displayed beneath that, the Object SLA widget, allows you to select a specific object, and then it displays any SLAs associated with that object. We also have another widget called the SLA widget, which allows you to select multiple SLAs, and it displays very similar to that Object SLA widget. If I wanted to customize this widget, I could select additional SLAs, click Finish, and then shortly I would see an additional tile added to that widget displaying the state of that SLA and the associated SLOs within. All right. So the widgets that we've gone through so far have been somewhat static. You provide the criteria, and it displays data in the way that we've provisioned. Now let's talk about some of the widgets we've included with this new widget pack that allow you to extend and customize your dashboards. The PowerShell Grid widget is the first example here. The PowerShell Grid widget allows you to write PowerShell that queries SCOM or other systems and displays data in a grid. In this case, a related objects widget used in a dashboard is driven by your selection in other widgets, and it queries SCOM to understand what objects are related to that selection and returns the health state in this grid format. We also have a web browser widget. The web browser widget is fairly simple, but it allows you to actually add a specific URL to display within the context of the SCOM console, and you can actually add properties to pass on to that web page to customize the web page if you're driving it with SCOM data. We also have a PowerShell web browser widget. Very similar to the PowerShell widget in that it's driven via PowerShell scripting. However, it pulls in custom ASP.NET or third-party ASP.NET web pages and displays that web page within the context of a SCOM dashboard. In this example, again, a related objects widget, we're grabbing your selection from another widget. We're driving that web page based on the PowerShell that's returned. And in this case, we're displaying the health as squares, green, red, or yellow. And both the first PowerShell as well as this PowerShell example are available on the community that I highlighted earlier. In addition to new widget types, we also have a new dashboard called the Object State Dashboard. The Object State Dashboard is available when selecting any object within Operations Manager in the task pane. This new Object State Dashboard shows you a 360 view of the health of monitors, the details of that object, any contained objects, as well as the host for that. We found this to be very useful in a number of examples. All right, let's take a look at the PowerShell widgets. So I found the PowerShell widgets to be very useful in a number of examples. In this case, I use PowerShell in an alert triage scenario. When you're looking through your alerts, one of the first things that you're doing is you're likely going to either Bing or Google, and you're searching to understand if anyone else has hit this issue and what you may need to do to resolve it. In this case, I'm using a PowerShell web browser widget in the bottom, and I'm driving it based off of my context above. So if I were to select this active alert, you can see now I'm quickly getting details related to that alert, and I don't have to open up a new browser window and switch between windows. I can navigate and stay within the SCOM console. An example of leveraging the web browser widget. This is the script resource for IT professionals that I mentioned earlier. And to pass on parameters to this page, I can configure this and select the management group ID. I can pass on the object ID or the alert ID to help drive that web page and show me contextual details specific to Operations Manager. Another example of the PowerShell widget is being leveraged in our CPS OnStamp Tip Dashboard. The CPS OnStamp tip dashboard is showing the health of our tip tests, and then we're using the PowerShell grid widget to display the health of tip categories, in this case, tenant operations and storage, and we can see the history of the health over time. This is possible using the PowerShell grid widget. The configuration is fairly simple. You're providing a title for that widget, and then you're just copying and pasting the PowerShell that you've already created for that task into this wizard. When you click Finish, it'll return in your widget. So examples of how we're leveraging dashboards in some of our management packs. The SQL MPs over the past few releases have included some very useful dashboards. We've also included new dashboards focused specifically around VMM scenarios, a virtual machine dashboard as well as a host dashboard. The recently released updated Exchange 2013 MP also contains a very useful dashboard, which is driven by the PowerShell grid widget as well as our performance tile widget. And then lastly, our cloud platform system, which we announced this week, contains multiple dashboards that are leveraging our new widget types. The benefit of leveraging a dashboard in these management packs is it gives you the ability to look at state across multiple objects and, in many cases, correlate health between an object as well as contained objects. Let's take a quick look at how these dashboards are being leveraged in CPS. In addition to this on-stamp tip dashboard, we've created several customized dashboards specifically for CPS, starting with the CPS System Health dashboard. Taking a look at this dashboard, I can quickly understand whether or not my management cluster hosts, my compute cluster hosts, or my storage hosts are healthy or unhealthy. And if they're unhealthy, I can quickly get access to the alerts associated with each of these objects. In this case, I can see this morning my management cluster is unhealthy, and it has several alerts. I can also see my edge cluster is in a warning state, and not only does it have 10 alerts open, it has one new alert. And I've determined this by the one new, which is specified by opened in the last hour. When you create a state tile widget like this, you can customize whether or not you're displaying new alerts based on last hour, last day, or last week, depending on your needs. From this dashboard, I can navigate to several other dashboards, including the Edge Cluster dashboard, Management Cluster dashboard, and the Storage Health dashboard. Now, this dashboard is using some of the standard widget types that we launched with 2012 to show you the health of our file shares, the capacity of those file shares, as well as the health of your storage pools and storage node health. With the Management Cluster dashboard, what we've done is we've provided a single view that encompasses all the technology used to manage that infrastructure. And I can see from this view, my Windows Azure pack is the technology or component that's making the management cluster unhealthy right now. And I can see I've got two active critical alerts that I need to investigate. Now, these are custom dashboards that we put together specifically for CPS. We're also leveraging some of the out-of-box dashboards that I just talked about, including the new VMM dashboards, the virtual machine dashboard, which shows me the health of all my virtual machines in CPS, grouped by host. I can select one of these, and if there were any alerts associated, they would appear in the alerts widget. I can see the VM, the virtual machine details, the Hyper-V host details of the host that's running this virtual machine, as well as some interesting performance statistics around the VM, as well as the host. Now, I can quickly, if I had a tenant that was having issues, I could quickly get to that by filtering my list using the tenant ID. And it reduces the number of VMs that I'm viewing. I have the ability to personalize. I can uncheck group by host and just see a large list of virtual machines. And I can also change the tile size. I can make it large. I can determine a custom size. In this case, I'm going to change it to small. I'm running a lot of virtual machines, so I want to be able to see it without scrolling too much further. Now, this is driven from a virtual machine perspective. If I wanted to take a look at the health of my hosts, we also have a host view. So the VMM host dashboard gives you at-a-glance access to the health of your hosts, performance metrics associated with those hosts, and then the rest of the dashboard is driven by your selection in the host widget. including the virtual machines that are displayed in the virtual machine window. You can see here, I can quickly understand the number of VMs deployed, the number of VMs running on each host. And then if I were to change my selection, the rest of the page is driven off of that. So this machine is running significantly fewer virtual machines than that first host. I can see my CPU and memory performance, my host disk performance, as well as my host network performance. Now I'd like to invite Richard Brennan up on stage from Squared Up. He's going to talk to you a little bit about how Squared Up is extending Operations Manager and providing with additional visualization capabilities using their technology.
All right.
Richard?
Which way is forward? The right. Okay. So thanks very much, Charlie. I'm Richard Benwell, founder and product architect at Squared Up. Charlie's been talking to you about building dashboards within the SCOM admin console. I'm guessing most of you here are sort of SCOM administrators or know SCOM very well. And for users who are SCOM experts, it's a great, powerful tool. But often you need to deliver your SCOM data in the form of dashboards, reporting, and alerting out to users who aren't SCOM experts, who aren't familiar with the SCOM admin console. And that's where we come in. We've built a new HTML5 presentation layer delivering dashboards and data visualization for Ops Manager. And really, this is allowing you to deliver out your SCOM data as dashboards to your IT managers and application stakeholders, performance reporting to your infrastructure and application engineers, and also, of course, diagnostics information to your support engineers who are troubleshooting issues. So the sort of people who don't regularly access the SCOM console, don't have time to drop in, perhaps don't even have the SCOM console installed on their devices. And really, we're trying to extend the power of Ops Manager. You guys probably all know like the great power behind Ops Manager and the great amount of data you can collect, and really extend that out to your entire IT team. A little bit about what Squared Up is, beyond just HTML5. It's an ASP.NET web application. You just drop it straight into your SCOM infrastructure. So you can install it, for example, alongside your existing SCOM web console. There are no new databases, no new management packs to install in SCOM, no new infrastructure. Drop it in, point it at your management server, you're ready to go. You really would be set up with Squared Up within about 10 minutes of downloading it. Drop in and go. Very simple, lightweight. I don't have any more slides because there's a lot to show and it's a UI, so I want to just dive straight into a demo and really take you through a quick tour of Squared Up. So this is our demo environment. At the top here, we've got a number of different dashboards that you can create with Squared Up. This is just an example, just a sort of representative example. They're entirely customizable, and you can really take any of the visualizations that we offer and combine them into to rich HTML5 dashboards. I'm going to start really with this dashboard, and I'll tell sort of a story and sort of show some of the drill downs behind it. Before I do that, I want to explain just very quickly about how these dashboards are designed. So as an author of these dashboards, there's a little bit of XML behind them. So in this case, we're saying what background we want to use. It's a map background. Then we want to define the set of SCOM objects that we want to show. And then we simply do drag and drop placement of these objects within the map itself. So very, very easy to get up and running with these. Let me just show you that drag and drop. So once we've defined what background we want and what SCOM objects to show, we simply place them wherever we want on the map. So once we've built these dashboards, we can also drill down into these dashboards. And so this sort of story really is around a sort of centralized IT services that are being delivered out to a number of offices worldwide. It's probably a sort of situation that many of you are familiar with. Here we can see that we've got an issue in our London office. Now, this is represented as a SCOM group with the appropriate health roll-ups. So we want to drill down into London and see what that issue is. And we're taken to another dashboard, and this is our SLA dashboard, a very popular dashboard. On the left, you can see the health state of your six applications that you're delivering into London. We see that CRM is red, it's unavailable. We also see the uptime of that application and all the other applications, not just sort of over a fixed period, but over a number of different periods. So recent uptime and sort of long-term uptime. Fantastic dashboard, very, very sort of popular, very popular with, you know, application stakeholders, the people who just need to know the state of their applications. They don't need to know why it's red at the moment. They just want to know whether it's up and what the uptime has been. With these dashboards, I'm currently sitting in Internet Explorer, so obviously cross-browser, very, very flexible, cross-device as well. This will scale down onto a smartphone or a tablet. It's got a responsive design to reformat it if you are looking on a small form factor. But what we can also do is take these dashboards and really use them in any way we want and deliver them in any way we want. So just like you would do, say, with a map on sort of, you know, Bing or Google or something, you can say, I want an embeddable version of this. You get a unique URL for that page, and we can test this out here. So we've got a sort of tear-off view. It's got rid of all the Chrome. There's no sort of like kind of console experience or console feel anymore. It's just that dashboard. Sort of standalone. And we can take that URL now and deliver that out to wherever we want to. So we can put that on a large wall monitor. I mean, I'm guessing like not many people have a wall monitor quite that large, but we can put it on a wall monitor. We can deliver it out to individuals just by emailing them a link. And we can also embed it into other web portals. And the obvious web portal here is SharePoint. And it's very easy to say, oh, it's really easy to integrate with SharePoint. But I wanted to take the opportunity just to show you sort of exactly how easy it is to integrate with SharePoint. Here's our Office 365 SharePoint site for Squared Up. And I'm going to get this this dashboard, and we're going to grab that URL and just embed that into a new dashboard in SharePoint. So just give it a title. Whoop. Now, there are no new web parts that you need to install to push out a Squared Up dashboard into SharePoint. All we're going to do is use the standard page content web part. So we've got that page viewer, sorry, web part here. Click add. It's dropped in. Prompts us to open the tool pane to edit the URL, and we're just going to paste that URL that we got from our Squared Up dashboard there. I'm just going to change this and give it a fixed height. And because we've got a title within the dashboard itself, we're going to sort of just cut out the Chrome that SharePoint does add. Just going to hit OK there. Just a little warning that we're mixing secure and non-secure URLs because Squared Up's running on a standard HTTP URL. And that's our dashboard done. If we just hit save. Try that again. Yeah, yes, that's it. There you go. There's our dashboard published to SharePoint. All right. You can do that with any page in Squared Up. So not just the dashboards, and I'll show you. You can do that with the drill downs as well. So that's a sort of fantastic point where you can say, okay, great, I've delivered visibility of our application availability and performance and uptime to those application stakeholders, the people who really need to see it. The obvious next step is to troubleshoot this application. Now, I do want to remind you that we're just sitting on top of SCOMs. There's no new data here. This is all the SCOM data. We're putting the SLAs out of the data warehouse. We're putting the health state out of just the management server. And when we drill down, we're doing the same thing. This is all just SCOM data. So this is what we call our sort of end-to-end or application 360 dashboard. This particular dashboard is modeling a Microsoft Dynamics CRM deployment. On the left here, we see the sort of outside-in health of this application. So at the bottom there, we have the five synthetic transactions we're running against this app. So they're just standard SCOM synthetic transactions. We see they're all red. So there's five different roles that we're testing in Microsoft Dynamics, and they're all red. We see the response time is actually kind of OK. There's been a couple of peaks, but we actually see that really overall, this application is unavailable, and it's got an atrocious uptime, 1%. So it's a demo, and it's always red, and hopefully they'll be a little bit better in a real environment. On the right-hand side, then, what we've done is just sort of used some of the other visualizations we have in Squared Up to sort of represent the health of the infrastructure. So we've got a Visio diagram that we've just exported as a bitmap, so as a PNG or a JPEG, imported into Squared Up, and shown our health state of the servers on top of that. So you can import any background you want and show any objects you want on that. And we've got the alerts, and on the right there, we've got the performance data that we're putting straight out of the data warehouse. So this is entirely customizable. Again, this is just an example of what you can do with Squared Up. This is a really good example of how you can pull that all together to show a real sort of end-to-end view of your application. Drilling down further, so we see that this server has an issue. It's a low memory alert. Again, pulling all the information out of SCOM, but just putting it into a page that's far easier to understand, and you don't have to navigate around the SCOM console. We've got our server health. We've got access to all of the tasks you'd expect from SCOM, so we can enable maintenance mode or take actions on this server, and we can see the health state of the objects that SCOM is monitoring on the server. So sort of drilled straight down to the operating system, the fact that it's got low memory. We're supplementing that with the rich performance data we have from the data warehouse. So we're showing here spark lines for sort of key metrics that you want to see when you're troubleshooting this particular object. We can actually expand that to see everything that SCOM is monitoring. So this is a database server. So we see a whole load of objects that SCOM is monitoring and all of their KPIs that we're interested in. Again, drilling down further. So we want to look at the low memory. Drill down into that spark line. And at this point, we're sort of into the kind of the reporting area of Squared Up, so the performance reporting area. What we do is we connect straight to the data warehouse to show this data. And there's three reasons for that. One, it's what the data warehouse is there for. So it's taking load off your main operations manager database and putting it onto the data warehouse. So reading the data out of the data warehouse. The other reason is it's extremely fast. So your SCOM data warehouse is sitting there with a vast amount of data. It's a pretty well-designed, well-behaved SQL database. We're a lightweight HTML 5 web interface on top of that. We pull data out of your data warehouse very, very quickly. Minimum number of layers, minimum number of amount of processing straight out of the data warehouse. So here we see that fall out in just over a second. The third reason for connecting to the data warehouse is that you can seamlessly transition from just recent data, so this is the last 12 hours, to much longer time periods of data. So this is all of the data available in the data warehouse for this particular metric on this server. So that's about a year's worth, just over a year's worth of data. Again, very, very quick. And you can see also that Squared Up is automatically switched to showing daily data. So we don't have raw data available for a year, but we do have daily data, and it will switch to hourly data if that's available as well for the time period. From here, we have access to a number of sort of other kind of tools, I guess, to help you troubleshoot. So in this case, I want to compare it to another object, perhaps another server running a similar workload, and see whether this sort of trend and kind of recent behavior is normal. And so again, we can sort of see here, yes, back in middle of June, perhaps there was sort of these servers went live, their workload was increased, and we can see that actually they should be running around 80%. This one's a little bit higher than the one we're comparing it with. So very, very easy to compare two objects or an object with a group of objects and group averages as well. So really now what you can do is use this as a replacement for your SCOM reporting console. And again, that's another area where it's a very rich, powerful tool, the built-in tool with SCOM, but it's typically the domain of your sort of SCOM expert. It's not something you push out and let other users have access to. And that means it's very slow, generally, in terms of like kind of turnaround time for an infrastructure engineer to say, I want a disk space report for this server over the last year, and then getting that report. With Squared Up, you can generate that report. It's got a unique URL. I can just now email that to the server owner. They can log straight on, and they can adjust time frame, drill downs, comparisons, and so on, all by themselves. So it's a self-service performance reporting. Just to sort of round out what Squared Up offers on top of SCOM and alongside the other SCOM tools, I wanted to just show how it can also be used as just an alert management console. So another sort of dashboard we've created is just a very straightforward alert list. And you can link very easily to Squared Up from your alert email. So if you get an alert email on a phone or on your desktop, you can just change that link. So instead of pointing to the Silverlight web console, you can point to Squared Up. So if you do receive, for example, a low memory alert, you can come straight into the Squared Up view for the alert. And again, what we've done here is taken all of the information available for alert in SCOM and just put it into a very lightweight, nice, easy to read web page. You have access to all of the tasks that you'd expect from SCOM. So again, I've already acknowledged this alert, but if we want to sort of just do awaiting evidence, you know, sort of spect 1 hour, something like that. We can change the resolution state, add a little note. That note appears further down the page. So if someone else is looking at the same alert, we can now collaborate much more easily because those notes that SCOM contains and stores for alerts are now bubbled up into the view that the users see when they're actually troubleshooting this alert. Again, we can take actions, assign owners, assign tickets, all as you'd expect. We can reset the monitor straight from here. We also sort of get an understanding of where this alert is. So this is a low memory alert on the operating system on server 2. We can add notes manually. We can do some pretty funky stuff, like edit company knowledge directly within the browser, using the kind of tool you'd expect to be able to just edit notes like you would do on a forum online. So this is an HTML editor for your company knowledge. It gets saved back into SCOM. This is all still built on top of SCOM and on top of the SCOM frameworks. And in this case, for example, there's a rule to help you write your knowledge base articles to the correct management pack. So the management pack is based on the management pack that the monitor is contained in, and so it's following your best practices. So as an author of company knowledge, you no longer need to install the right sort of set of tools, the right flavor of the .NET framework tools and so on. You can just fire up a browser and edit your company knowledge and it'll get saved to the right management pack. We have the sort of company knowledge or product knowledge, sorry, that comes out with the management pack. And also we see here the overrides and the thresholds information. So although the alert description was telling us what the value was, we're showing you also what the threshold is. Now in this case, the default threshold for low memory was 100. But someone has gone over and written it to make it to 2 gig. And the reason for that is it was overridden in this management pack. And the reason was modified for demo. So phew, it's not actually a low memory alert. Pretty healthy. But at least it allows us to show a demo of everything. Now one key thing that Squared Up does, which is unique, you don't get this information. You don't sort of get access to this information from the SCOM console. Is a lookup to your distributed applications where this alert is contained. And so, I mean, typically the sort of story around alerts is you get an application falling over, going down, becoming unavailable because of something as simple as, say, low disk space, low memory. The application goes down. You know, someone's very angry, storms into the room. You know, why wasn't that monitored? Why on earth wasn't that monitored? We've got SCOM deployed everywhere. Why weren't we monitoring that? The answer is typically that you were monitoring it. So the next question is, well, why wasn't an alert sent out? And normally the answer is that no alert was sent out. So the next question is, well, why didn't anyone do anything about it? And actually the answer is normally that 100 alerts went out over that period. No one really knew that was a critical alert that was going to take down an application. They didn't know what the service impact was. So in Squared Up, what we do is we take the alert, we look at where the alert is, so on this particular object, and we look at which distributed applications that object is a part of. So on the right-hand side here, straight away, you see the service impact. So in this case, we see that CRM is impacted. We see that CRM is red. We click on CRM, and again, we go back to that dashboard we saw before. We see the alert in the context of this application, and we also see that's really impacting our end users, and hence would prioritize this alert very highly. So that's, a whistle-stop tour of what Squared Up can provide on top of SCOM. There's plenty more to show. I probably wanted to do Shift F5, didn't I? Let me just get back to that. So there's a lot more to show. We're really sort of excited about the new possibilities of SCOM. We're Squared Up on top of it. Everything I've just shown you is available on our online demo lab, demo.squaredup.com. Go to that on your phone now. Later, on any device, try it out. Exactly the same environment. You can browse around and just see what I've demonstrated. We're in the expo, stand 104, so come and have a chat there. And we'll also be around after this session. Once you try that on the online demo, there's access to a 30-day free download. Download it, install it. As I say, it will only take 10 minutes to install, and you can see it in your own environment. So as I say, we're very excited about the possibilities of SCOM with an HTML5 user experience and really sort of deploying that within your organization. And thank you very much for your time. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Richard. So in review, you've seen how you can create your own dashboards using the new widget types that we've launched. You can see how we've leveraged some of those in our management packs for both out-of-box as well as shipping with CPS, how we're using them to show context between relations between the health of certain objects, the alerts that are associated with those objects, as well as the health of contained objects. And then you've seen how Squared Up give you the ability to extend beyond the operations console with deeper visualizations and that integration. With that, I'd like to open it up for Q&A. There's microphones in the center aisle here. If you have any questions, please come to the microphone. Oh, yes. If you're interested, we have a SCOM meetup this evening. Joe?
Yeah. Thanks, Charlie. Well, the meetup is at 5 p.m. today, and is at room at the CC8 area, upstairs, 8.1, CC8 at room 8.23. Our entire management and product leadership team is going to be there to meet you. So if you got anything to vent, if you're angry about anything, you don't like about anything, you know, come there and you can, express yourself to us, and we'll be more than happy to listen. You can also express your gratitude as well, if, you know, that's what you want to do. Thank you.
Oh.
We have beer and wine there.